The Bemidji Area Special Olympics has provided year-round sports training and competitions for kids and adults with intellectual different abilities for more than 30 years. And Bemidji Special Olympians Parker Bruns and Sean Kiefer will compete with the Special Olympics swim team July 1st through 6th in Seattle, Washington. And tomorrow in downtown Bemidji, several shops and businesses will take part in Special Olympics Day. And that's a celebration to send Parker and Sean off to Seattle with a pocket full of hometown pride. And in the studio to tell us more about tomorrow and the USA Special Olympics are Shannon Murray, who works with Bemidji Area Special Olympics, Olympian swimmer Sean Kiefer, and Lisa Bruns, whose son is Parker, who's also swimming, but he's at work today, so he has to bring home the bacon.
Yep.
Well, good morning. I will start with Lisa. I'm going to have you kind of tuck right up to the microphone, Sean, when you talk, so cool. We can hear you. But I'll start with Lisa. Your family has been involved in Special Olympics with Parker for a long time.
Yes,
right?
It's been, he started at 9, when he was 9 years old. He was 30. So we have been in part of Special Olympics in a very long time.
So could you talk a little bit about how it's impacted your family and Parker in particular too, but just what it means to you?
Yes. Well, when Parker was born 30 years ago with Down syndrome, of course, as a new family of a child with a disability, we did a lot of thinking about what would his future be. You know, what would he be able to do? What wouldn't he be able to do? And we never dreamed that when he was 30 years old that he would be a Special Olympic swimmer and that he would be going to the USA Games in Seattle. So this is, you know, it's how you don't know what's in your future. And for Parker, Special Olympics has been a true gift not only to him but to all of us. Yeah. So it's very significant. And I think, you know, he has an older brother that was active in sports. And it's interesting, too, you know, reflecting. I guess that's one thing as one gets older. But he wanted to be a catcher. His brother played baseball. Parker wanted to be a catcher. And because of Special Olympics, Parker is a catcher. He's on their Special Olympics softball team. And he participates in 4 of the 7 sports that are available to the area Special Olympics here. So he's not been limited to just one sport. He does powerlifting and bowling and softball, and then of course now he was able to win a gold last year in state to get to be eligible to go to the national games. And so it's a once in a lifetime experience for our entire family.
Wow, he's accomplished more than normal ability people. I mean, he's really going for it.
Right.
That's
right,
awesome.
Right.
Good for the whole family.
It is. It's we're overwhelmed.
Oh my goodness. Now, Sean Kiefer, you're a swimmer.
Yep.
And what do you love about Special Olympics?
It's fun. You can meet different people, different teammates around the country, and just have a good time.
Yeah. How have you been preparing for the big competition?
Practice? Yeah.
How often are you practicing?
Oh, boy. About maybe twice a week, maybe, if I'm lucky.
Okay. You're a swimmer.
Yep.
You have a bunch of events. What are you going to be swimming?
A 400 free, a 200 free, and 100 breaststroke in a relay.
You had to qualify for all those to get?
Yep.
Whoa. So you're in better physical shape than I am.
Okay.
What is training like when you go to practice? What do you do?
We just swim laps.
And your coach, how does your coach interact with you guys?
He tells us what we need to work on and what we have to improve on.
Okay. You've been swimming your whole life?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you've always been a swimmer.
Yep.
And you're heading to Seattle. Have you ever been to the National Special Olympics Games before?
Yeah.
Okay. When was that?
2006 in Ames, Iowa.
In Ames, Iowa.
Yeah, it was okay. I like this one better.
The Special Olympics is going on, like I said, in Seattle, July 1st through the 6th. And to send all of you off on a high note tomorrow in downtown Bemidji, some special things are going to be happening. And Shannon, you work right with the Bemidji Area Special Olympics. Can you tell us a little bit more about tomorrow's events that'll be sending these guys off?
Well, I actually will turn... Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Sorry. I actually am going to turn the mic over to Lisa. I manage a lot of our sports programs. I help with paperwork. I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work that nobody wants to do, washing uniforms and making sure athletes have their medicals in and coordinating practices, reserving spaces. I'm kind of doing that coordination piece, and Lisa has put on this entire event and done a really great job organizing it, so I want to shine that spotlight where it's going
to
be.
I'm going to come back to you and ask about how people might get involved in things.
I would love
to talk
about
that.
Sounds
like you're the right person. Yeah. Okay, Lisa.
Well, I appreciate the credit, but it's our opportunity to highlight Special Olympics. It's been in our community for 30 years, and I think many of us, when you have something that's been in your community a long time, you kind of think it just continues to go and go. And it's like any other nonprofit organization, it needs to continue to show highlights so that we can get new families involved to take over and keep this organization strong. And it's one of the strongest Special Olympics organizations in the state. So there's a lot of good history behind it. But tomorrow, I'm just thrilled because we wanted to use, it's tradition to have a send-off when your athletes go to nationals, so in your community. And then we'll also be having one for the entire state team on Saturday in the Twin Cities. But for Bemidji, I talked with some local businesses downtown, and they were all very eager to support Special Olympics. And so we start the morning with at Raphael's. She's having coffee, offering coffee and donuts from 10 to 11. And then we move over to Harmony in the afternoon, where our athletes will be carrying out groceries, and we'll have a display about Special Olympics and doing volunteer. And then we're having time from 4 to 7 at Bemidji Brewing, where there will be a community spotlight and opportunity for some fundraising through a purchase of a monogrammed glass, and that'll last from 4 to 7. But the major send-off time is actually going to be at 5 o'clock. Mayor Albrecht will be with us and to do the official send-off at Lucky Dogs. And Lucky Dogs Restaurant and Paul Bunyan Sub Shop are both offering specials. We have Lucky Dogs hot dogs and then sub sandwiches. And then at some point, we hope around 5:45 or so, we'll have a little parade down the street to Big River Scoop Ice Cream, where they're offering Superman ice cream tastings for the athletes. And then we'll walk back over and to the in the evening and for the celebration at the brewery. So downtown businesses have been terrific in supporting Special Olympics, and it's been great fun working with them to make this happen. So they're making it happen, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
That is great. Great to have such community support behind you guys, Sean. How's that feel?
Good.
Yeah. I bet it does. You feel like kind of a hometown hero in a way.
Oh, yeah.
So, Shannon, on a local level, things are happening throughout the year.
That's right. We have 7 different sports seasons running pretty much continuously.
How can people get involved? And how can people who, maybe somebody has a child, like Lisa did, who wants to get involved in this kind of a thing, what do people do, whether they're not going to compete, if they wanted to support the Special Olympics and help out? And what can people do if they have kids who want to compete?
Yeah, it's all the same contact information. They can email Bemidji specialolympics@gmail.com, or they can call me. I can give my phone number over the radio, right? That's okay.
Well, I don't
know. It's 218-368-8002. And all my info is on the Special Olympics Minnesota website, too.
Okay.
So folks can reach out to me. Okay. And I can connect them. We have over 150 athletes. We have hundreds of volunteers. So there's a lot of moving pieces, a lot of great folks to work with. And yeah, we'd love to get more folks in the community involved.
Great. And you mentioned before we went on the air that there's opportunities for, what did you call it?
Unified sports. Yeah. So when Special Olympics first started, it was just for folks with intellectual disabilities. And as we're changing and growing, we want people to be integrated. We want our community to be together. Mm-hmm. And so our sports programming has really grown to include Unified, which is where I step out on the basketball court and play and sometimes get my butt kicked because we have some really phenomenal basketball players in our area. And it kind of flips that script of like, you know, who's good at what or who's, you know, it's really kind of an amazing and humbling experience to get to participate in that. So yeah, we're looking for unified partners, coaches. Really, there's, you don't need any skills to start up. We'll train you, we'll get you going. Just a willingness to be part of a community. So
great. That's Shannon Murray. She's with the Bemidji Area Special Olympics. And Sean, what are you going to do a couple days right before the big competition? Do you have any, are you going to carb up, eat a bunch of noodles, or do you have any plans?
Oh boy, I didn't think about that one. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Just take it easy and just drink water, I guess.
There you go. Rest your muscles.
Just rest my muscles.
Well, I know that you would kick my bottom if we tried to swim against each other.
Okay.
Best of luck at the USA Special Thanks. Olympics competition in Seattle that's coming up just next week.
But we do get free tickets to the baseball game.
Hey, there you go.
So that'll be fun.
How many competitors do you know how many competitors will be there?
You know, I don't have that number offhand, but it's a lot. Maybe.
Yeah, there's over 4,000 athletes coming across the United States, and wow. Seattle expects 70,000 people
Holy
to be
smokes.
There.
Whoa.
The opening wow. ceremonies will be broadcasted on ABC by ESPN on July 1st, and I believe it's at 2:30 Central Daylight Time. So that will be, it's a big deal. Yeah.
That is a big deal.
And an even bigger deal for Sean and Parker to both get chosen to go. They not only pick athletes who've gotten gold in their events, but they also pick athletes who are outstanding community, you know, leaders and who've been involved for a long time and who really have shown that they are capable of representing Minnesota in a really positive way. So this is, you know, these guys really, it's an honor both for their athleticism and also just who they are as people.
Me and Parker are sharing rooms.
Oh, you are. The party room.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Well, you have a chance to come send these guys off with great well wishes and be part of the celebration tomorrow in downtown Bemidji. And Lucky Dogs at what time is
5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock is the big send-off. Thanks, Lisa, for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Sean
You're
and
welcome.
Shannon.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
I wish all of you luck, and please send good luck to Parker, too.
Thank you very much.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.